This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barbara Dooley, you said it last week. It's always a tough game against Auburn. The Dogs did ultimately win the game, and I thought they played well considering, you know, coming off that emotional loss against Alabama. How did you feel about the game against Auburn before we talk about this week and where the Dogs are?
Well, I felt like it was almost a typical game, except I did not see the fire on either side. That was one of our greatest competitors for so many years, and the fans didn't seem to be into the game. The players didn't seem to be into the game like they used to be. I don't know if you felt it. Did you see the game?
Yes.
Yep, and Kirby called them out, Barbara, and some fans said, look, it was really hot, and the game's tempo was kind of like, you know, it was kind of plugging along, so folks just kind of got disinterested, I guess.
Well, it was really hot. I understand that. But the players were in pads, and they seemed to have trained in that kind of heat. But they weren't playing like that they were in Iceland. I mean, they were dragging just like the stadium was. So
yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, except I'm thinking, wait a minute, I started really thinking about it. This is the first time ever that alcohol has been sold in Sanford Stadium. Now, wait a minute. You have a couple of drinks and you're ready to go to bed. I mean, and they're serving big, tall drinks. They're not serving right. 2 ounces. So I'm thinking people started drinking, the sun hit them, and they were going, let's go to bed.
Yeah, it's a great theory. Barbara Dooley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The
Game. It's certainly, you know, I don't want to make a newsflash here, Barbara, but for years, many folks have brought illicit alcohol into Sanford Stadium. But now, of course, to your point,
legal.
It is legal. But by the way, what did you think of the Vandy game? How much fun was that to watch Alabama get upset like that?
Could you even believe that? The first time in 40 years? In 40 years, I'm going, this is, well, we say it every week, anybody can meet anybody. And now that we've got the portal and the NIL, it is absolutely true. So, we got to watch out every week. But I am now believing, and I know your fans are not going to like me for saying this, but I am now believing that this NIL crap and this portal crap is killing the spirit of college football.
It's a great point.
I'm serious. Our players do not have the spirit when you're going against an Auburn team. The Auburn team didn't have the spirit. It was just like a regular old team. And that isn't the way it's always been.
Barbara,
we've always really not liked each other. And we wanted to win. I didn't see that fire.
It's really a great point. Barbara Dula joining us here. I'll say this. What you're alluding to, and I've had this conversation with coaches, the investment, okay, isn't there. And what I mean by that is when I got recruited and you went to a school and they said, hey, we hate this school and that's our rival and we want to beat the hell out of this team. And for years, for the, you know, 3 years before you became a senior, you heard that. You lived it. You ate and breathed it.
Yep,
now now Barbara, I come in as an a transfer portal guy. Where's the investment? I'm just here because somebody cut me a bigger check, and you know what? I think I can maybe win a championship. There's no investment. I don't love it. And what you're talking about is disappearing slowly but surely from college football. This is why it's the business side of it is hurting. I totally agree with you on this. It's Barbara Dooley. Let me ask you this while we're talking about the NIL and the portal. This week we got news of Kobe Young, wide receiver at Georgia, being suspended indefinitely. I'm not talking about his situation because I don't think we all know the circumstances. But I want to ask you about Vince Dooley and how Coach Dooley dealt with these situations, because it's always been there, right, in college football. And Kirby, you know, it's a sticky deal. Mike and I talk about it all the time. He doesn't really – hey, it's a legal matter. We're not getting involved, but – how did Vince deal with guys that got in trouble? And I know it's a different time, but it's always kind of been there.
Well, it has always been there, but it's always been treated a little bit differently. Mm. Back when Coach Dooley was the coach, the police, the sheriff, everybody knew he was tough. And they knew if they came to him before they did anything, that he would get it done without the newspapers, without the publicity. And trust me, they got it done. The championship year in 1980, they had always had, the seniors had had a pig roast on campus. And I forget the name of it, but they would go and steal a pig from the University of Georgia's agriculture section.
Cultural center, right.
Yeah, whatever. And they'd kill the pig, and they'd drink and have fun and initiate the freshmen. Well, this particular year, they got a little carried away, and they killed the pig, and half of his body was dropped out of the truck on the streets, and the police got involved, and on and on and on. And so the police came to Vincent, and for a whole summer, five of the seniors had to paint the fence of the field, and they finished painting. And Frank Ross, our captain, still talks about it. He says, we got finished. It was 200 degrees outside, and he had us painting the fence. And then when we finished, he said, boys, it looks good, but it needs another coat. And Frank said, all they could think of was that pig wasn't worth it. It just wasn't worth it. But, you know, now, honestly, I know these things are bad. They sound terrible in the press. But honestly, I think now we're trying to publicize stuff that might could be taken care of without the publicity. It's just awful. And I almost feel sorry for the kids. I know they've done wrong. But the whole world knows it now.
Right.
And, I mean, it'll follow them through their careers. When it gets in the newspaper and you've got a police report, it's forever. They right. don't realize that. But it's hard. But I think Kirby's trying to do the best he can possibly do. Right. But on the other hand, I want to talk about the walk-ons at Georgia are doing so well, and I have to comment on my great-nephew, Drew Bobo. He played center this last week.
Right. That's awesome.
And That's we awesome. Were so proud of Drew. And all I could think of was how his daddy could be up there calling a game and his son is starting for the Georgia Bulldogs. How about that?
Incredible. And did a nice job. And by the way, yeah, if you're talking to Mike, tell him to run the football more, Barbara. Because I think we got to get back to your husband's style and use that ETN guy. I'd like to see him run the ball even more.
Well, when Vince was coaching, y'all screamed at him to throw the damn ball.
It's true.
That's true.
It's true.
It's a different era, different time.
Barbara, it is a different time. Real quick, we got to ask you about this week with Miss State. Mike's going up there, as a matter of fact. He's coming to the game this week because Kirby called out the fans. But
yes, we're going to do our part to make a lot of noise, Barbara, in Section 130.
And he's going to enjoy those legal beers in the stadium. I'm curious to know what you think about this matchup with Miss State this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think that they're certainly going to be an underdog, and I think they don't have the talent to stack up to Georgia. But let me tell you this, it isn't all about talent. If they've got more guts than we have, and if they want it more than we want it, they'll take it. But I think we're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns because, first of all, this is a brand new coach for them. They've had 2 coaches in 2 years, and that is an inconsistent kind of a situation. So they're just getting the feel of this new coach and his staff. Then if you watch film on them, you'll see that their offensive line is very porous. They will tackle, but they can't hold them down. They'll make another 5 yards dragging this person. So I think their offensive line is a little bit weaker than ours, and they don't have the depth that Georgia has. If it's as hot as it was last week, we will wear them down.
Barbara, I like it. I do too. Barbara, always fun. We love you. You know that. Go Dogs. Let's hopefully put another one on the board this weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
I think we will. Go Dogs. Talk to you
there
then.
She is. Bye. All right, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.